Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Thank you very much, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 4:39.5, up 1.75 on the open. July, 4:44.5, up 1.5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 3:51.5, up 2 on the open. July, 3:64, up 1.5. September, 3:77, up 2.5. December, 3.91, up 1.25. Your red line, March, 4:05.5, up 1.25 on the open. May corn opened at 2:38.75, up 2.25 on the open. July, 2:50.75, up 2.5. September, 2:60, up 2. December, 2:71, up 1.75. March, 2:78.75, up 1 on the open. May oats opened at 1:75.75, up 1 on the open. July, 1.83, up 3.25. May soybeans opened at 5.71, down 0.5 on the open. July, 5.85, down 0.5. August, 5.90, down 1.25. September, 5.96, down 0.25. November, 6.03.5, down 1. January, 6.12, down 0.25. March, 6.19, down 0.5 on the open. May soybean meal opened at 1.77.60, up 10 on the open. July, 1.78.50, up 10. May soybean oil open at 22.72, up 2 on the open. July, 23.17, up 4. Over at the Merck, April feeders open at 103.05, down 17.5 on the open. May, 103.90, up 2.5. August, 105 even, down 25 on the open. April live cattle open at 82.50, down 10 on the open. June, 75.50, up 2.5. May lean hogs open at 63.40, unchanged on the open. June, 64.65, up 2.5. July, 65.70, down 10. August, 64.90, up 5 on the open. And May pork bellies open at 77 even, up 102.5 on the open.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave. It's sort of wet over here, and the planting progress come to a fast halt over the weekend as we got anywhere from 1.5 to 3.5 inches of rain. So not much happening outside in the fields today here.
And more rain on the way this evening into tomorrow, right, Wayne?
Unfortunately, you're right again, Dave.
Let's go ahead and look at these markets, and we'll start today in the wheat pit, where yesterday afternoon we learned the U.S. winter wheat crop is only 39% good to excellent. Of course, it was 69% this time a year ago. After the hard down movement yesterday, we're seeing some life in the old wheat again today.
Yeah, I mean, it's a given fact that the crop ratings are terrible. There's a lot of wheat in the Texas area and that just isn't going to come back even with rain. And, you know, we're looking at some really reduced yields there. We're looking at Kansas is probably with a state that can come in with some added rain and do stuff. And then, of course, the forecasts got moved back a day or two for what they were looking for the good rains coming in there. But with the big sell-off we had yesterday, our pop back today is just a little bit disappointing, Dave.
In that May wheat contract, are you beginning to see what might be a head and shoulders formation in that contract?
Yeah, it sort of can be, and that of course is worrisome also.
And over in the corn pit, May now at 3:50.25, up 3/4. The D's, May corn at 2:38, up 1.5, and the D's at 2:70.75, up 1.5. Still time to do something in D's if you haven't done anything.
Oh, you know, there's a lot of talk out there these markets are sitting back waiting to see how the planting progress goes. If we can get in the field next week, that we still got plenty of time with the speed of the planters. There's other talk out there that there's record shorts in the small spec and the small hedger, and that generally causes a correction. And there are people saying that we could see a rally of as much as 30 to 40 cents in the corn market because of the setup that we've seen and what's happened in the past. So a lot of different opinions out there as to what to do in this corn market, Dave.
Which camp are you in?
The confused one, I believe, would be the best one to say. I think that, you know, we're going to watch the weather very closely, and we're going to be leaning a little bit more to not the 30 to 40 cent rally if we can get this crop in the ground.
Soybeans now May at 571.5, unchanged. Your harvest month at 605, up a half. Are we willing to say that these soybeans in the November are now beginning to turn sideways?
I think sideways is yes. We've got you know, very strong support at $6. We got strong 608.5. We're caught in a very tight range and seeing which way things will break out. You know, we have seen a lot of fund buying that we didn't expect to come in here. The large stocks and Brazil and South America and Argentina, you know, continue with their harvest. Not quite as good, but yet the stocks are so high and burdensome. And every day it rains, and every day we don't get in the field, there's probably a few acres that switch back from beans into the corn camp. So, you know, we've got a very touchy market here, but the technical people are wanting to sort of buy this market. So if they can break it up through the 508.5, why, they could take it on up a little bit.
Funds bought 7,000 contracts, give or take a few yesterday, leaving them about 46,000 short. That includes options. What are you thinking about what their next move might be?
You know, that's a fairly large short position, so we don't look for them to be adding to the shorts in the near future, Dave, and that's why this market doesn't seem to want to break.
We also saw a report from the U.S. Census Bureau that estimated the use of soybean oil for biodiesel use, and then they say it's about 36 million gallons, or roughly 113,000 metric tons of soybean oil being used. We're going to need more of this kind of data in the future, I think, as the biodiesel wraps up, aren't we?
Well, we would hope that, yeah, we can get more of this information to see where it's going there, and also some bigger numbers when we get the information. We'd like to see more biodiesel being used. I mean, they're going to have to do a little bit on some of the separation process and to make it a little better product. But all in all, that's going to help us. I mean, it's just going to be like the ethanol numbers that we're going to have to be seeing in the future to tell us, because the ethanol use is going to be as important or more important than our feed use down the road.
Take a look at the outside markets real quick. May silver at $13.58, up 21.5 cents again today. And then you look at the gold, and it appears that the May contract at $6.1650 is up a dime. The April $6.1760 is up 220. Boy, this market's been on fire. And to what degree does it support beans, in your opinion?
There's a large support of looking over and taking a look and seeing what the energies, the metals, and what the dollar is doing in the as far as the grains are concerned, Dave. We are probably 10% higher on all the grains just because of the enthusiasm in the outside markets and the extra funds out here, and that they're making profits over there. They tend to come over and add into the other items, which have been the grains. So I think the outside markets are probably worth 10% of this last rally.
Didn't even mention copper, and that's at an all-time high. How much more legs do you think that some of these metal markets have?
It seems like the air should be getting thin where they're at, Dave, but they don't seem to have much stopping. I mean, as we listen and hear, they're you know, dramatically higher numbers are being talked about in many circles. You know, it's just sort of like our gas prices for the summer. They just keep getting a little bigger every time they put out a new estimate.
$15, $20 for silver. That's just amazing.
It's past my comprehension.
What are you advising your producers to do today that call in?
I think that we're going to, you know, keep an eye on the weather and things here. Short term, why we're probably going to try to trade extremes or the ranges of things as far as the corn is concerned. We're more of a seller near 75 and a buyer near 69.
Thank you very much, Wayne.
Thank you, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM, helping to create a storehouse of possibilities and products from a single seed. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Looking at the current tick in Kansas City, May wheat 441, up 3 1/4. At Chicago, May wheat 350 3/4, up 1 1/4. July, 363 3/4, up 1 1/4. May corn, 238, up 1 1/2. July, 249 1/2, up 1 1/4. September, 259 1/2, up 1 1/2. December, 270 3/4, up 1 1/2. May beans, 572, up a half. July, 586, up a half. August, 591 1/2, up a quarter. November, 605, up a half. May soybean meal, 177.90, up 40. May soybean oil, 22.85, up 15 at the Merck. April feeders, 103.40, up 17 1/2. April live cattle, 82.60, unchanged. May lean hogs, 62.85, down 55. Looking at Mike Solo's two-state forecast today, in southern and western Illinois, partly sunny, elsewhere mostly sunny, highs from 60 to 78 degrees. You're listening to WIL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.